Let us join our hearts in prayer. God, you sent your Spirit among your people 2,000 years ago, and day after day after day after day, you have sent your Spirit among your people again on this day. Set our hearts on fire, fill us with amazement and astonishment and curiosity enough to lead us out into the world to follow your will in your way. Bless this reading of your scripture. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of each of our hearts be acceptable and pleasing to you, our rock and our foundation. Amen. Our second scripture reading is the story of Pentecost from Acts chapter 2. I'm going to read verses 1 through 21 and pick up again at verse 37 through 42. You can follow along starting on page 119 of the New Testament of your Pew Bibles. Listen to the Word of God. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. And all were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them the ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? How is it that we hear, each of us, in our own native language? Perithians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phlygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power. All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, 'What does it mean?' But others sneered and said, 'They are filled with new wine.' But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, 'Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and your young men see visions, and your own old men shall see dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood, before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.' Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart, and they said to Peter and to the other apostles, 'Brothers, what should we do?' Peter said to them, 'Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins may be forgiven, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you, and for your children, and for all who are far away, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to him.' And he testified with many other arguments and exhorted them, saying, 'Save yourselves from this corrupt generation.' So those who welcomed his message were baptized. And that day, about 3,000 persons were added. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers." This is the word of God. Thanks be to God. Be calm. You are baptized. Be calm. You are baptized. Be calm, Martin, you are baptized. Martin Luther, the father of the Protestant Reformation, that man we put way up there on the pedestal, he battled with depression and fear and anxiety, maybe even more days than not. And when he would face this great cloud of darkness, it is said he would repeat this mantra to himself. Martin, be calm. You are baptized. Be calm. You are baptized. Be calm, Martin. You're baptized. He even had it on a plaque hung in his room. Remember your baptism. The refrain would daily smooth the rough edges of anxiety and quiet the loud voices of fear and lift a little bit of the weight of mental malaise and bring him back to a center, back to a place of believing and trusting, where there was enough comfort and safety and faith to face the day. And it's a sentiment we repeat in our own baptism liturgy. Remember your baptism and be thankful. You've already heard it today, and you're taking home a seashell lest you forget. Remember your baptism and be thankful. It isn't an actual recollection of the moment of your baptism. In fact, by practicing infant baptism, we have pretty well assured that most of us cannot actually remember our own baptisms. It took place well before we developed the capacity to store long-term memories. The best we can do is to recall the pictures in the photo albums and to hear the stories passed down from generations before. But still we say it. Remember your baptism. And be thankful. It isn't about remembering what you wore, or who was there, or where it took place, or even, I dare say, if it took place at all. We say it still. Remember your baptism and be thankful. But not as if it were some lucky charm that has sealed your fate forever among the favored and the saved. Remember your baptism and be thankful, but not because it's your get into heaven free ticket or your good Christian award. Rather, remember your baptism and be thankful because of what your baptism signifies, that you are a beloved child of God. You are a beloved child of God. In God you live and breathe and have your being, and by God's grace, you are enough. Baptism is a moment of naming. As Rachel Held Evans reminds us in her book Searching for Sunday, when Jesus emerged from the waters of the Jordan, a voice from heaven declared, "This is my Son whom I love. With him I am well pleased." Jesus did not begin to be beloved at the moment of his baptism, nor did he cease to be loved when his baptism became a memory. Baptism simply named the reality of his existing and unending belovedness. So remember your baptism, remember your identity, remember the reality of your existing and unending belovedness. When the world spins and the darkness clouds and the winds swirl violently around you and you lose yourself to that lie that you are not enough, or you start to believe that you are unlovable or that your life does not matter or that you do not have a place among God's people, then remember your baptism. And be thankful. Remember that you are a child of God, beloved by God, and a part of God's family. These things are true whether or not your baptism has actually happened. Jack Finn and Patrick Thomas are just as much a child of God, beloved by God, and a part of God's family now as they were 24 hours ago. But in their baptism, we all made a promise to uphold and honor and teach and remember the reality that they, like us, are beloved children of God. We promise to honor and uphold and remember and teach that reality with them and for them and alongside them. And in baptizing them, we had reason to remember our own baptism and to be thankful. To be thankful. That to be thankful, it is so very important. The and to be thankful, that is what makes baptism more than just about you, more than just about me, more than just about Jack Finn or Patrick Thomas. That to be thankful takes us from the center of the sacrament and puts God at the center. The and to be thankful turns us away from ourselves. It humbles us. It knocks us down. It puts God at the center. The to be thankful acknowledges that this baptism isn't something that we have earned or achieved or accomplished. Rather, it is a gift from God, the giver of all good things. Remember your baptism and be thankful. Thankful to the God who created you and recreates you every day. Thankful to the God whose grace has saved you. Thankful to the God whose love has redeemed you. Remember your baptism and be thankful to the God who, on that Pentecost so long ago, sent the Spirit like a wind and a wildfire to spread the good news in every single native tongue, so that on that day, 3,000 would hear and know and believe the good news of God's power and love made known in the life and ministry and death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. To be thankful is to follow that God out into the world and to share your joy and your gratitude the whole world over. To be thankful is to share this gift of God's grace made known in baptism, to share that it isn't just for you and your cousin and your neighbor, but for everyone. To be thankful is to take this gift of belovedness, that assurance of God's love and acceptance, and use it and share it, and to not withhold it from any single person. To be thankful is to say to every single person, the whole world over, you are beloved. You are beloved. You, the doubters, are beloved. And you, the burned out, are beloved. And you, the line cutters, are beloved. And you, the lost, are beloved. And you, the forgotten, are beloved. And you, the forsaken, are beloved. And you, the closeted, are beloved. And you, the outed, are beloved. And you, the depressed, are beloved. And you, the grieving, are beloved. And you, the strangers, are beloved. And you, the fill in the blank until not one child of God is caged or is kept out. Every single one, beloved by God. Remember your baptism and be thankful. Remember your baptism and be thankful until that gratitude reaches every far-fetched corner of your heart and every far-fetched corner of the world, until every single child of God, yourself included, knows themselves beloved. For the promise is for you and for your children and for all who are far away, everyone whom the Lord calls. On that day, 3,000 were baptized. And from that day, the numbers baptized are too many to count. But on this day, what difference will it make if we aren't thankful? So, friends, with the love of God and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit set loose on the world, let us remember our baptisms and be thankful. Amen.